Caitlyn Jenner backs ban on trans athletes competing in women's sports. By Paul Bois on March 19, 2024. Caitlyn Jenner has backed a town in Long Island's recent decision to ban men from competing in women's sports. In February, Nassau County in New York voted to ban men who identify as women from competing in women's sports. The executive order bars transgender athletes from competing against girls at all 100 sports facilities run by Nassau County, including ball fields and ice rinks. It is believed to be the first ban on transgender participation in sports on a county-wide level in the U.S., NBC News noted at the time. Samantha Getz, a former high school athlete and current county legislator, called it a matter of fairness. "This is a matter that concerns the integrity, fairness, and safety of women's sports," said Getz. "There is no training I could have engaged in to compete against a biological male." On Monday, Caitlyn Jenner, who has previously supported banning men from women's sports in the past, joined Nassau County Executive Bruce Blackman during a press conference. "I have been around sports my entire life," Jenner said. "I have witnessed the growth, opportunity, and protection in women's sports, specifically in this country, with the adoption of Title IV in 1972. I have shared my struggle that I have dealt with my entire life with gender dysphoria. I decided to live my life publicly, as a trans person," Jenner added. "I have empathy for all LGBT people. And I have a thorough understanding of all the struggles, no matter how different our circumstances may be." Speaking with Breitbart News last year, Caitlyn Jenner said that the left has been using transgenders to destroy families. "First of all, state laws need to ultimately govern their schools at a state level," Jenner explained. "They need to provide state-level guidance to their local school boards, from a legislative perspective, to govern who can compete in what leagues. Our advocacy is to align athletes with sports that are at a chromosomal or DNA level, not birth certificate." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.